This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Well. Lovely to be here. We've got a bit of lovely liquid Masterton weather here today. Thanks for joining us on here on Arrow FM 92.7. Today I've got a special guest. Honoured to have him here. Anthony, lovely to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Kia ora, thanks for the invitation. I'm looking forward to the conversation that we're today. We're going to have, even though it's raining outside, it is spring, people. It is spring, which means it's a transition from winter to summer. So let's not get too upset when we get some cold weather. It's just part of it.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I'm just trying to get a new lawn going, so I'm going, hey, I don't have to go home and water it today. So perfect time for growth. And hopefully with our program, well, we are getting growth out there. The first well, remember, represents people looking after their own health, the DIY approach. Two wells representing how we can help and look after each other, and all three wells together represents that community focus where we find out what's in the community to help. So, Anthony, you are with Age Concern.
I am. Manaaki Tangako Mātua Wairarapa is who I work for. Yes, it is.
And what was your interest or desire to work with the aged population?
Well, it's an interesting story because initially I worked with, back in the day when the unicorns were running around and all that kind of stuff, there was weather like there is today, I was working with my children and their kindergartens and their schools. And then from that, I ended up working in primary schools as a teacher aide. And then after that, I decided to go and do some learning for myself. And then I started working with, just before that actually, I was working with teenagers as well, at intermediates.
Right.
And at college as well. And so then I went to teach at Te Wānanga or, where did I go to? I went to Welltech first. And then I went to Purirua to work there. And so that took me into the adults, right? So it was children, the little ones, then rangatahi, then pākeke. And then I said, must do the whole lot.
Do the full spectrum.
Do the full spectrum. My daughter said to me, Papa, you need to come home. What does it take to look after a child, to bring up a child? And I said to her, well, my darling, you know the story. I don't know why I'm telling you. She said, I want to know, Papa. Okay, it takes a community. And so she said to me, redback she that she is, so what do you do for our community, Papa? I know what you do in Wellington, but you live in the Wairarapa. So what are you doing for our community? And okay, I'll come home. And so I came home and I saw a job working with Komatu and Kuia. And I thought to myself, one day I'm going to be there.
Exactly.
So what can I do now? In other words, like this. How do I pull the future into the present that I might create the future or part of the future? So that,
or improve your future outcomes by the knowledge gained.
That's right.
For where you are, brilliant.
And yeah. So that's how I got into working for He Manaaki Tangako Mātua Wairarapa, Age Concern. Was that my primary focus is how do I make things better for our kuia koroa so that when I get there, you know, it will be better than what it was. Same philosophy as the All Blacks. You leave the jersey in a better position than when you first got it.
Absolutely.
Same philosophy. Cool. That's it in a nutshell.
Brilliant. So you obviously come into that role and you've had plenty of experience across that full spectrum before. So what are some of your interests and passions, some of the other skills that you've been able to share throughout your journey?
Okay, so my interest is eating, so therefore my passion is cooking.
Brilliant. Hey, it's a good way to think about it, isn't it? If you like eating, hey, learn how to cook.
Learn how to cook, because then you don't get disappointed.
Yeah.
Or you can only blame yourself for the disappointment.
And the thing is, you get to eat exactly what you want when you cook, isn't it?
That's right. So, yeah, I love cooking. I love cooking Asian, and particularly Chinese cooking. And the reason why I like Chinese cooking is because I was brought up by a Chinese man.
Right.
And so my grandfather came out from China in 1912. And so he brought me up. And so our main food was rice. And so, and he had a restaurant here in Marsden. He worked for his nephew, Jimmy Yee. We had the Shanghai here in Marsden back in the day. And so it was quite interesting because my aunties, so if you go to a Chinese restaurant, most of the time you'll see young kids, right?
You do.
Taking orders.
Yes.
Okay. So they're training them to be office workers, to be to look after books and all that kind of stuff. That's what they're training them to do. And so my aunties, and they got that job, except one. And so my auntie, who didn't work out front of house, her job and my job was to cut the chips out the back.
Did you have to peel the spuds as well?
No, we had a machine.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, we had a machine, but we had to cut the chips up by hand. And so, but by doing that, both of us learned how to cook because we were in that particular part. The rest of my aunties and stuff, they went on to be office workers because that's what they were taught to do. Yeah.
Work the counters, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think it's also important that although it's cutting up potatoes, it's important to start from the bottom and know what's all required. So when you are a bit further up the ladder there, you know exactly what is entailed in all your employees' tasks. Fair comment?
Absolutely fair. One of the experiences I had when I first made my first fried rice, okay, I was 8 years old, okay?
Cool.
And I only knew that there was black sauce in there. You know, you have your veggies and your meat and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
sure.
Whatever.
Yep.
And so, but I only saw a bottle of black sauce. I didn't know what I just thought it was black sauce. Okay. What I didn't realize is at home, because I did it at home, was that there was actually another bottle of black sauce, which was not soy, but Worcester.
Okay.
Really quickly, there's a difference. There's a difference, and especially in taste.
So you continued to eat your meal after that?
You made
pride.
It. Yeah, or no, because you make mistakes, that's okay.
Yeah.
You have to, you eat it. You learn from that. Yeah, and so now I know not to put Worcester sauce in my fried rice.
Absolutely. Best tip out there for if you're about there to get your cooking ready. We're going to be coming back with a bit more. We'll look at, in terms of aged care, what are some of the challenges facing people at the moment, ways they can look after themselves, how they can help each other and some of those supports in the community. But in the meantime, we are going to flick away to a bit of music, and it represents the theme of the show, Well, 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 remastered song here by John Lennon.
Well, 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 oh, well.
Well, welcome back to Well. And we're here with Anthony from Age Concern. Whoops.
I like that song.
Next song's already going. We'll have to wait up for that one to come through.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a bit of a quote for you. Like, I had Luke from Youthline on last week, and I thought this is a good one. Now we look at the other spectrum in terms of ages. There is a fountain of youth. It is in your mind, your talents, the creativity you bring to your life and in the lives of people you love. When you learn to tap into the source, you'll truly have defeated age.
It's nice.
So in terms of the people you work with, do you see the relevance of that quote, that those with possibly a better quality of lifestyle, it's because, or feel younger, feel more youthful, it has come back to that mindset?
It depends on what they did when they were younger. Yeah, because if, like everything, you know, we talked about gardening before. So if you plant when you're young, okay, you'll reap what you planted when you're older. Okay, if, and it doesn't matter what you plant, you will still reap. If you plant into good things, you'll reap good things. And what I mean by that is that those who are more active and don't abuse alcohol or anything like that, yes, they seem to get younger when they get older, because they've taken away all that stress of having to do this, having to do that. They don't have to do that now. But they can just relax and be, where sometimes those who haven't taken care of themselves that much, they're left with quite a bit of medical issues.
Reduced health capacity.
Yeah, because remember 25% is, or 23% actually, is genes. The rest is lifestyle. Yeah. So those who have taken the care of themselves, you'll find that, they seem to be active right into 80s.
It's basically investment, isn't it?
It is.
Like your KiwiSaver, keep putting your money in now. By the time it matures, it's awesome. If you haven't been investing in your own health, you aren't going to have those returns at the end.
That's right. You get other complications.
Yeah. And you're also going to become more dependent on others. It's going to reduce your mobility, which I guess is another one. So let's just build on that. What are some of the major issues you are seeing being faced by the clients that you work with, or the elderly in general within our communities?
This isn't to do with their own investment. I'm going to be a bit radical, I suppose.
Cool.
Because what we're more inclined to see is, so let's take the housing situation.
Okay. Right?
A lot of, there's not much houses out there. Okay. People are living rough and all that kind of stuff. So we're getting children, when I say children, I mean 50-year-olds, going back to living with their parents. And their parents are 70 years old, or could be 80, okay? So, and then they bring their children with them into this one house. So if the older people are used to staying by themselves, it causes quite an upheaval, because they have to change the way they're living. The rules in their house now longer are the rules for the whole house, because the younger ones tend to change the rules, or their children will change the rules. Because the understanding is, this is our house. Well, no. It's the parents' house. Yeah. And so they'll take advantage of that. And then you have those grandparents bringing up their grandchildren, because their parents aren't capable of to do that. So it put more strain on the grandparents, because, you know, they're not working. They're getting to the super, yes, but that's not much. Now they have to feed others who may be unemployed, or the kids are anyway, because they're going to school and stuff. So that puts a lot of financial pressure on them, and then eats into their nest egg. And then what do they have after that? They really don't have an opportunity, I believe, to enjoy their older years, because they have to do other things. So part of it is what our economy is doing. That's what I see as being the main issue for our older people. It's hard to live out there.
And it must be difficult, because as the parents, to turn away to say your children, hey, I've worked hard, I like my own space, my financial resources are limited, You can't, can you?
No, because their mindset is, this is my son, this is my daughter,
mm.
or and these are my grandchildren. That's the killer one.
Mm.
These are my grandchildren. I will do what I need to do for them. I will sacrifice.
Is it likely then, too, with the children moving in, that they then have that expectation that when my parents pass, I will then take over this house as well? Is that a seen as an avenue to be on the property ladder?
So the answer is a yes and no to that, because what sometimes happens is that when they move in, they think, this is my house. So they'll put the older person, they'll go something like this. Dad, I see you got a rickety TV. How about I buy you a really big 65-inch TV? Let's put it in your room so the kids don't annoy you. So, oh, yeah, that's cool. So they put you in the room with this flash TV, okay? And then a couple of weeks later, you know, that'd be good for your moko to see that TV. Let's take that TV and put it in the lounge and give you your one back. So they do that. How about you just have your meal in the room? So, again, the older person is becoming more isolated, and then it's no longer their house.
And it'll be difficult to invite their friends over as well, or yeah. come over for dinner, or
yeah.
because you're
well, let's go time-wise, out for dinner.
Space-wise, financially-wise, you'd yeah. be pressured.
Or even going out for dinner, you know, where I had the resources to take my wife and I out for dinner. Now, if I go out for dinner, what about my mokopuna? I can't go out and leave them at home.
Also, with age, I guess there's also that natural degeneration of our functioning.
Mm.
And I guess that would also limit people. If you're having trouble with your eyesight, your hearing and things like that, therefore affects your ability, well, not so much your hearing, but your eyesight with driving. It's therefore affecting where you can go out, getting the groceries, knowing what it costs, those sorts of things. So how important is it for health checks for the elderly to keep on top of some of those potential ailments?
I believe that it's very important. Get onto it as soon as possible, because if you leave it, then it becomes harder, because the issue doesn't normally stay the same. It deteriorates as well. So if you've got a cough, don't see about it. It may be nothing, but it could be something that if you leave it too long, you might end up in the hospital, or you could end up even more bedridden than you needed to be.
Hmm.
You know?
So, is finances often a barrier to seeking some of those treatments, or getting a new pair of glasses, upgrading the hearing aids, whatever it may be?
In terms of the hearing aids and the glasses, I would say go to the audiology specialist or even Specsavers, because they do both. And that's a shout out to you, Specsavers. Free glasses next time around, eh?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I've just been in there, so I'll see if I can go back and get the discount. Specsavers. 10%, please.
But they have the forms for you to be able to fill out.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you could go to WINS and get a grant from them as well, but I would say go to Specsavers or whoever else, Bay Audiology, see them, they have the forms, okay, and they'll put you in the right direction, because at the end of the day, they too want people to have good eyesight, good hearing, and they don't want you to suffer either.
Mm.
So I would say go there.
With the gold card, that obviously offers discount, is that associated with some of those businesses we've talked about, that if you show your gold card, you're going to get 10% discount at Specsavers?
There are some places where you can get some discounts. I don't know where they are.
But you haven't got your card yet, Lynn.
No. That's a decade away, I'm hoping, not really.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, because I'm just wondering if there is a resource out there that people had to check what this card actually opens up, that maybe some of the barriers which they see are reduced because, hey, my super gold card, hey, I can get on the bus for bugger all, I can get down there, I get reduced costs. Yeah.
Go to Uncle Google.
Yeah.
And have a look and see what it says there.
Therein lies another question. How are our elderly coping with the tremendous change in technology?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Digital Seniors because, you know, cool. they're really cool at being able to help our seniors learn more about digital stuff. We are also And this one here, go to the library.
Okay. Yep.
Dora the bus, the digital bus, is coming to Masterton. And they're going to be here for, I think, a week. And they will travel all around the place to help seniors with the iPads, the iPhones, any digital equipment. And so most of the focus will be on health apps, but whatever you want help with, they will help. Go to the library because they're advertising it at the moment. And ask them about Dora the bus for helping you with your digital devices.
Yeah. And they might even be able to learn to Chromecast from when they're sitting in their room while the rest of the family's out in the lounge.
Well, you can ask that question and I'll teach you how to do it.
So Digital Seniors will give them a plug. We're not expecting any discount from you. So how, you know, someone's listening, they go, oh, Digital Seniors, what's that all about? How would they get in contact, find out more details there?
Okay.
But they haven't got Google at home, so.
Okay. So the departmental building?
Yes.
On Lincoln Road? Bottom floor.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Digital Seniors. They do have a time slot at the library. That's the Marston Library. They do have a time slot, I know, in the Greytown Library and the Martinborough Library. Oh, and the Carterton Library. Not too sure. No, no, all the libraries, actually.
Mm.
They have spots there. So if you're in one of those locations, go to the library and ask them when the Digital Seniors will be there, and they will tell you, and go to them for all your digital needs. Yeah.
Cool. And when's Dora at the Marston Public Library? When?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Just saw
that. Keep an eye out.
Yeah, I just saw a post yesterday, and I was going, wow, this is quite good, because it did come to age concern when we were up at Solway. Just to let you know, we have moved. Those who don't know, Age Concern has moved to 14B Queen Street here in Masterton. We're right beside at the back of the Thai House, but beside King Street Art.
Cool. And if they need to contact you, your number is 0637 0066. You have a free phone number there as well. You have a website,
yep.
And a Facebook page as well.
Yes. So if you want to go to our website, and I would suggest please check it out, because it tells you all the things that we do, but you need to go to www.ageconcernwy.org.nz. Okay, because if you just go to Age Concern, it will flick you to the Wellington website. But Age Concern Why?
Why? W-A-I.
W-A-I.
Good as gold. Okay, cool. We're going to chop through for another song here. We've got Louis Armstrong with What a Wonderful World.
Nice.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
that's what a wonderful world it certainly is, and that's all comes about perspectives. We're here today at 92.7 Arrow FM on the Well 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 show with Anthony from Age Concern. So always on the show, sort of look at DIY, what people can do for themselves, then what they can do with others and what's in the community. I think you sort of touched on a few things about people investing into good healthy habits earlier in their lives to reap those benefits later. What are some of the other things that you would recommend as people get older? What are some of the things they can do to reduce the risks of illness, loneliness, or all the other challenges they may face, the financial poverty?
Okay, so in terms of isolation, get involved in a group. Okay, like at Age Concern, we have a number of groups. So we have what we call Buddy Up. Okay, so that group there is, what we want to do is have people join together with like interests. Okay, if you've got a suggestion or something that you want to do, give us a call. And if there's a group that does the same type of thing, we'll refer you to that group. If there isn't one, we'll look for other people who are interested in that type of activity, and then we'll create a group, okay, so that you can do that.
So Age Concern is a very variable portal, first call.
Mm.
So rather than trying to find something in the community, come straight to you guys. You've got your finger on the pulse, and Buddy Up is one of them. Yeah. So I'm looking through your other services here. You've got a visiting service, prevention service, steady as you go, exercise classes, social outings, staying safe, courses for older drivers, driver support, life tubes, advocacy. Would you like to explain a bit more of those as okay, what's available for individuals?
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to go back to the Buddy Up just to give them a plug for the Fridays. So on a Friday for Buddy Up, we have cribbage. This is at our office in 14B Queen Street. So that's from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Before that, we have ukulele classes.
Nice. So
beginners and also advanced. Okay, again, that's at 11:30 for the beginners. Again, at 14B Queen Street. And then we also have on a Monday, this is in Masterton, Steady As You Go. Now, Steady As You Go is a accredited exercise program developed from by Otago University, and it's a strength and balance based class. And that's at the Old Fellows Hall in Cole Street, just opposite the square, the town square. And that's on a Monday at 9:30.
And is that aimed to help maintain their strength, reduce things like falls, etc.?
So, yes. And so not only to maintain but build strength. A lot of it is done in your chair. Okay, so I've seen people go in there who are actually shuffling their feet when they come in, but after 5 weeks, it's a 10-week course, but after 5 weeks, they're able to lift their knees higher, okay? So then they don't get caught on rugs and fall over.
Mm.
And we know that older people are more prone to having their bones broken, especially their hips, because of falls. And so we do a lot of work on your legs. And that could just be standing up and sitting down in your chairs 20 times.
And that, you know, coming back a point, it's better to be building up that strength prior to getting old. So rather than waiting till some of those things are unfolding and making it difficult, it's going to be a lot harder and
that's right.
And difficult to stay on your feet, so to speak.
Yeah. And so, Steady As You Go is a good one. You can progress from Steady As You Go to line dancing, becoming more active in line dancing. Again, that's it. And the Old Folks Hall in Cole Street, and that's it in the afternoon on the Monday. And so again, it's about, yes, it's about strength, it's about balance, it's about coordination, but most of all, for me anyway, what's it about is connectedness with other people. You know, so you'll get people after that making friends and going, should we go for a cup of tea after this, or should we go to the coffee shop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the more people are involved and active with each other, the better they are mentally. And why I say mentally is because when you have a lot of laughs and all that kind of stuff, endorphins start flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you feel part of, you feel connected. We don't want people to feel disconnected with the community because for some reason, and I'm going to blame the government for this, and not particularly the National Party or the Labour Party, but the government, because there was a thinking that, you know, 60 was the age when you retire. Then it went to 65. Who said that I'm not valuable in the workforce at that age? Some people aren't able to work. But so some people who are 20 aren't able to work either. So, hey, what's the difference?
Mm.
Okay, but we've seemed to develop the culture of ageism, where because you're old, you can't do that. You're not of value.
Mm.
Yes, you are. Those older people, yes, you are. You've got a lot to offer. We have a lot to offer the community.
And there's a lot of difference between your chronological ages when you celebrate your birthdays to what your actual physiological age is. Because I know through going to the gym, it came back that, hey, you're 10 years younger, which is kind of cool. Yeah. And therefore, if you're at 65 expecting to retire, you're going, well, actually, you know, I'm really only 55 according to my thing. Hey, give us another 10 years because there is that value in that. Only Kawa Island, where they have some of the oldest people in the world, and people are working all the way through on that belief system that if you're doing what your passion is, it feels less like work.
I want to tell you a story about my friend named Steve. Okay, so Steve is 75 years old, right? And it's a gym story. Okay, it's a gym story. So he's at the gym, okay, and he has these weights on the floor, okay, and it's a bar, okay. The bar has 100 kilos on it, right? And he's not there at the moment. He had done his set, then he had gone away just to, you know, walk it off, you know, the deal. And these young fellas come up who are about 25, 30, and they were saying to each other, well, see if you can lift this. And they went, and they were just, you know, beginners, and they'll try and lift this weight, and they're going, oh, this is too heavy, this is too heavy. And then Steve rocks on up, and he doesn't know anything about these boys or what they've been doing. He walks up to the bar, grabs it, does a set. And then these young kids say to each other, she's an old fella, what the heck? And that's not unfamiliar. Because he's been working up for a long time, you know, he's able to do that. And his strength, just because he's 75 years old, doesn't mean to say he's weak. Yes, there are some who are old who are frail. But so is there some young fellows who got stuff. So,
well, yeah. We hear from employers that some of the youth of today can't arrive to work on time, keep the pants pulled up, can't stay off the phone, can't maintain their energy, et cetera. And so how are we discriminating based on an age thing where
we've got
people who do want to work, do want to be involved?
Yeah.
Coming back to your line dancing there, having been at the workshop today, it really resonated with me that there's a lot of Te Whare Tapa Whā kind of model going on there. Are you getting that physical aspect in terms of doing your movement, you've got your social connectedness, you've got your mental capacities are going to be improved with your coordination and then your wairua in terms of, hey, I'm feeling connected and all this that's going on, I've got something to look forward to, a lot more purpose. Yeah. So,
in terms of wairua, I want to add something else in there.
Great.
Values.
Yes.
Yeah, they feel valued. And so what does that do for one's... Well, that's one's self-esteem, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, because I'm part of something.
Is there a mindset difference from those who get up off their rocking chair and go to those classes to those that sit in there and go, oh, no, it's too much hard work, or can't do that, or, hey, I'm going to stay at home? What's the difference between getting them out of the chair and getting them involved?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Being out of the chair.
Just get out of the chair. Absolutely brilliant.
Now, I'll tell you another story. One of my friends, he's Samoan, this fella, and he went back to Samoa, and he came back into his koro, and he's perplexed, okay? He goes, koro, how come those palangis are out there doing wakaama, and we're in here watching TV? I don't get that. Wakaama's our stuff, and we're sitting watching TV? Doesn't seem right to me. Yeah. Again, it's because of that perception. This age, knowing that in their culture, and I'm going to be a little bit careful here. And it's the same for Māori culture. Back in the day, our kaumātua were active.
Mm.
Okay. Their kaumātua, I know, were active as well. So it didn't take much for them to get out on the waka and start paddling around. I remember a story from, I can't remember his name, but this was up in the Bay of Islands at the treaty grounds, and this was when Hunahike chopped down the flagpole.
Yes.
One of the leaders of the advancing party, he was 76 years old, and he said to his warriors, "Don't worry about those fellas, I'll deal with it." Because that was the norm for him at his age. He had gone up all of his age being active, and it was normal what he was doing.
And so you've actually programmed your mindset, haven't you, as well, from an early age? So it comes back, how we're living younger is going to determine all those outcomes as we get older.
It does.
We're active now. I want to get out and want to go and see things. When I get older, I would expect to have that same mindset.
Yeah. My son said to me, "How come Uncle Murray does what he does?" Now, Uncle Murray, he's a strong old fella. Okay, he's 82 now. And he said, "How come he's so strong and wiry?" I mean, son, he used to work in sandblasting. He used to work in construction. So all of his life, he's been picking up heavy things. And that's why he can do what he does now. It's not that he's gone to the gym, but it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes back really to a lifestyle. Oh, not a fad.
Mm-hmm.
The fad won't last, but a lifestyle.
So it's even something to consider. I know, you know, when we're talking about youth and devices and things like that, so part of their wiring in their brain at the moment is sit down and to be entertained by hear. So when they get older, if that similar mindset's there, they're going to be sitting on the couch watching devices. I mean, I don't know if they're going to still have couches in 20, 30 years or what we're going to be watching, but that's what they're gearing themselves up for, a sedentary.
Well, part of that, I have to agree, but the other part of that is for their parents also, because like we've always said, lots of things, everything in their proportion, right? And so in the future, there's going to be more jobs that are going to be created that are to do with digital stuff. Yes, that's a given, right?
Yes.
Okay. But still you need to be active as well. So it's making sure there's a balance in that. Yes, do that. But and this is what I say to my grandson, because he wants to always be on his game. Okay. Baba, if you want to be a programmer, then you need to learn your maths. Because your maths will determine how good you are at doing program.
In the
coding, that's right. Plus, you need to learn how to read. Because if you can't read, you can't follow those instructions to make those things.
But then they'll say, "Oh, look, I can use my app, which reads it out for me."
They can say that, but then you need to understand that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and part of that is about comprehension. Okay. But in order to be able to do that, you need to, there's a process. It's like 1 + 1 didn't as magically, you say it's 2, we only said it because that's what we're told. But we had to go through a process to get that.
Mm.
It's the same, I believe, with them. Yes, you want to be this, and that's about goal setting. So what are the things that you need to do to achieve your goal? If you want to be a programmer, if you want to be a gamer, you need to be able to do this, this, and this.
Mm.
Yeah. And so that's how I think in terms of that. Yes, there are going to be more things done sitting down. But in terms of that, we know, because a lot of our job is sitting down, we need to get out and do something.
Absolutely. As we've seen technology advance, we are sitting down more and more.
Yeah.
And that's reflected in the gold medals we get at Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they're on horses, boats and cycles, and we're all sitting down. Yeah.
But with that also is if we do that too much, then we miss out on, because we are a whole person. We don't just use our brain. Okay. We got to use physical stuff as well to help us. We got to use wairua stuff to help our wairua. We need whānau around us as well, because if we don't have a whole being, we really can't function well with only one part of our whare.
Balance and moderation is vehicle? Because I know we were talking earlier about neuroplasticity as well, which, so as we age, it's still more important that we continue learning and trying new things to develop that brain.
That's
through
right.
the lack of that, there's increased chances of things like dementia, etc., isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And I read a study about how they did some autopsies on some people, and they found that some of these people, they should have been level 5 dementia patients, but because of their neuroelasticity, it held them.
Right.
And they were able to still function because of that. The other side of their, or the neurological bridges that they built were able to hold them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. New things. Don't always just do across words. Do something different, because when you do something different, as well as, it creates those neurological pathways or bridges. But if you do the same things, there's no bridges need to be built.
Yeah. Mm. It's just like you take the same motorway every day, you're not going to see the rest of the countryside. So get out, try some different branches, learn some new things, and you never know what you're going to find. Like,
absolutely.
Get out and check out the line dancing. Yeah, speaking of line dancing, maybe we do a bit of line dancing to Tom Jones with Delilah.
Okay.
Shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. My, my, my.
Welcome back for the final quarter for Well, Well, Well with Anthony from Age Concern. We're now going to sort of put a focus on how the aged might look after each other. Realise that some people might be living independently, and I guess even There's a difference between those who live in their own residence and those who live in a
village type
residency. A bit of both there. What's important? We've talked about connection. How can people support each other? Simple as popping over, having a cup of tea, or
I think that's the key. You know, going over and saying hey, hi. They do that quite a bit in the villages, and because they have other activities that are available for them as well, and they have village meetings as well.
Yeah,
and so they're quite connected. They know who's well and who's not, just because of their connectedness inside, or because of their family inside the village itself. It's a little bit different when you're not in the village, but you're staying, living independently at home, because sometimes we don't have a lot of people come to visit us. Yeah, especially if those people are have left us, because that's one of the downsides of being older. One of my friends, her name's Doris, and she said, you know, Aunt, it sucks being an old person because all your friends die and you become lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so if that's happened to you, you can become isolated in yourself.
Especially if the family aren't in local as well.
That's correct. And a lot of times people are coming down to the Wairarapa from, say, Auckland. It's cheaper down here. You know? They say, oh, we've got family that are in Wellington. They'll come and see us. The reality is that they might see them for a month, two, but then those visits become less and less.
Mm.
And they're left actually to their own devices.
Mm.
And they become very lonely. So, yes, you know that there's used to be a song on Sesame Street. You know, who are the people in your neighbourhood?
Yeah, the people
that you meet as you're walking down the street.
And times have evolved, because I remember as a little kid, like, I could tell who lived in each house and who was all there, and you'd often spend time at your neighbours, whereas now it's like sometimes, oh, shit, don't even know them, don't speak to them, no idea what they get up to. And so maybe it is crossing over some of those barriers that, hey, well, let's go and knock on the door, check they're okay.
Yeah.
We're going along to line dancing today. Do you want to come along, join us, or anything else? Yeah,
that's right. I saw this ad on TV. I think it was an ACC ad. I think it was. It was this this family. The neighbour across the road used to have a light on, and then when they went to sleep, they'd turn the light off. Okay, and this was the front light.
Yes,
they turn it off, and then it came out a couple of days. The father said, "Hey, it was in the day. That light's still on. That's not right.
Routine's different."
And so they went over, and the person had become unwell. And so, but they had no way of ringing for help. So there's another plug out too. I think that as an older person, we need to be able to be wise. We need to be wise. So if we need a St. John's alert, get one. Go to St. John's on their website and get, or come to Age Concern and get an alarm for you. So if you fall over, you press the alarm. Okay. If you feel unwell, you press the alarm. Okay.
Another service I saw you had there was transport, driver support. Is that something where, so rather than being stuck at home, if they're in contact with you, they could potentially get them off to line dancing, get their shopping?
No, that's a different service.
Okay.
So that one they're talking about there is staying safe, driving. And so, like for me, like I got my license just about 50 years ago. Yeah, about 50 years ago.
You said you're 10 years off retirement, so you must have got your license when you were about five, if I'm doing the maths correctly.
Well,
brilliant.
I lied a bit. But
that's right. It's only a number, isn't it?
Have I gone back to do a refreshers course? Have you gone back to do a refreshers course? Do you know the changes in the road code? My answer for me is no, I don't.
Well, we presume that we do, but until something goes wrong and you get your ticket, you're like, hey, I didn't know that, but ignorance isn't an excuse.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a refresher.
It's a refresher course, and so that you can get up to date with all the different changes and to see how you actually are on the road. It's not, you don't get in the car and drive. No, it's just questions and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I know with my father, he's decided not to drive in the dark anymore. Mm-hmm. I think he's struggling with the lights and things like that. If people have some of those issues with transport poverty, I think is a word I've heard now, term used, what are ways that they can get around with mobility? We also see a lot of people in their little e-scooters and things like that, but I'm figuring there's also people who for none of those are an option or currently being used.
Yeah, well, so, those is those mobility scooters, but also if you need to go to a health appointment, you've got the St. John shuttle. They can will go and pick you up. You got to let them know before when your appointment is and all that kind of stuff so that they can schedule it in so they can help you get to your appointments. Mm. It doesn't matter if they're here in Masterton or in Wellington. Okay, as long as you give them enough time, yep, you can get some assistance. For those who have cancer, the White Upper Cancer Society, they do offer a driver's volunteer drivers to take you to your appointment in Wellington. They'll drop you off there and they'll pick you up too, even if you have to stay all day or if you have to go to, I don't know the name of that hospice down there.
Yeah.
But they'll drop you off on the Monday and they'll pick you up on the Friday or whenever your treatment is finished. They'll do that. There's also Total Mobility. Okay, so you can, it's a card, you get a discounted prices for picking you up. There is a criteria for that, but you get in contact with Waka Kotahi, and they will help you and they'll send some assessors out. Good to know, though, that possibly shortly Age Concern will be also able to help with that Total Mobility service, doing the assessments for that as well.
Brilliant. So certainly sounds like a recommendation for people who are elderly and need some support. Best place, first place to go is Age Concern, because you guys got the finger on your pulse. You know all those different things. If people got concerns or presenting issues, problems, you're able to offer a range of options and solutions.
Just contact us at 06-377-0066.
Or free phone 0800-652-105.
Absolutely.
And your website is?
Our website is www.ageconcernwy.org.nz.
And you also have a Facebook page.
I don't know what the address is for our Facebook page, because I just click on my screen and it comes up.
I can't tell because you're on the followers list, so as I say, click it. But I imagine it's going to have the Y in there, so the WAI for Wairarapa. So we're not going there in general.
Yeah, just go to Age Concern Wairarapa Facebook and it'll come up.
Okay, any other supports there in the community that maybe we haven't covered yet that you think, oh, wow, hey, because you recently had the expo.
Yes, that was really good at the expo. We had, I think there were 60 storeholders at the expo, and so that covered a wide range of stores from mobility to Specsavers.
Specsavers, 10% discount. Or use your AA card as well, isn't it? Yeah.
Bay Audiology, funeral directors as well. Because the other part of it, and this is a plug out for
you've got to get into the funeral directors before it's too late too, don't you?
Yeah, well, you need to plan for those events, because they're going to happen.
Mm.
Okay, so, wills, they need to happen. EPOA, that's really important, your EPOA. And so, enduring power of attorney. And so, you can go to public trust to have a conversation with them about your EPOA, or you could go to Victoria Walker at Wairarapa Community Law.
Yes.
She's very helpful. Victoria's awesome. Very helpful. Because from my perspective, if we can get those done as early as we can, it leaves less stress for our children or grandchildren or whoever is going to look after us.
Brilliant. Yeah. Hey, look, we've covered a lot today, and so I really appreciate your time and your wisdom that you've been able to share with us. And so if anyone's listening and it's like, oh, wow, hey, yes, some of that's relevant, obviously the best place to, or first port of call should be there at Age Concern, and they can put you in the right direction and help reduce and eliminate any of your concerns. So we'll wrap up today's Well show, and we'll ask Anthony for his best piece of advice as we depart.
Okay, so I think my best, well, this is a whakatauke, and it goes like this. Man is not an island unto himself, but part of a continent. So, because we are part of a continent, We have to stay connected to each other for the well-being of everyone. It is right that to bring up a child, we need a community. But it is also right that to bring up a community, we need each other. Hei konera.
I think that's the best place to leave it. So thank you very much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time. We'll be looking at the White Ribbon Day awareness coming up. So do join us there. In the meantime, have a great day. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.